And we're back on Nisgood on killradio.org, hanging out with Una, listening to the sirens go by here in the Mid-Wilshire district of Los Angeles.
My dog can match the pitch of any siren perfectly.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Guapito.
So what makes for a good live Una show? When you get off the stage and go, yeah, that's what we really want to do.
Well, you know, on stage, all you hear is the monitors, and you see the people, and, yeah. And if you see smiles and you know, people really, really absorbed in the music, you're happy. But half the time we're sitting up there, and we're having a really hard time sometimes hearing the other person or not hearing enough of them, and there's distractions that go on, you know. I mean, but you know, like, we're all really good friends, and we're basically happy people, and so we have a few laughs. But a perfect, really good show would be, you know, having a big turnout, a lot of people coming out, and there's so much to see in Los Angeles. You know, that's something. But we haven't been playing a lot of shows, so we've been kind of being selective and just playing here, there, and, you know, letting people know either on our MySpace page, which is Una Music, MySpace/Una Music, And we've been getting really good turnouts, and people. I can't think of any like one bad comment we got. We've been so fortunate to have really great reviews and happy fans, you know, people that said they really enjoyed the show.
And the kind of fans who are into this music, and I'm one of them, are really more the head bobbing type than the mosh pit type. So you know, it's a little hard with an electronic act, or look, I would imagine, looking out on stage and really being able to gauge whether or not the audience is getting it, because you can't judge it based on whether or not they're dancing. It's really whether or not they're paying attention, I guess. Tell me about your
Absolutely.
Sort of communication
so
with your
true.
Audience.
When people are talking right next to the stage, that's when it's like, uh-oh, what's going on?
Like, they're not even giving you the respect that you're there performing.
Yeah, but that's not always the case. We have a great audience when they come out. They're really respectful, and it's really fun to play to them.
Yeah, it's funny. One of the worst shows I think I've ever sat through, not in terms of our performance, but just the experience, was like a struggling to just communicate with the instrument and enjoying the performances of each other. Half the time I'm staring at Eddie or Jennifer, you know, and just I could be sitting out in the audience. I forget, you know, that I'm playing a keyboard. I'm just going, that is amazing. But anyway, this one show, we got off stage and we're like, oh my gosh, you know, just even talking about it, we were like, how did that ever, whatever happened? What was going on, you know? But the funny thing happened about 3 weeks later. There was a review of the show in the Music Connection, which is, by the way, out right now. And if you read this review, it's such an amazing review. It sounds like we should just quit studying music and write.
And you're thinking, were they even at that show? They just listened to the CD.
Oh, it was the most wonderful review I've ever read of any artist in Music Connection, because they can say stuff like, well, you know, if they got their guitars in tune and. Mm-hmm. You know, if they just did a couple more rehearsals and, you know, this and that. But it was a really, really nice review. So
yeah, the writer was Bernard Bauer. So thank you, Bernard.
Now, what about the recording process versus the live act? A lot of electronic acts, you know, they feel a lot safer in the studio, where they can lay down the perfect beat and they sort of create a live act because that's how they get their music out. But you guys clearly have the live act as a part of the project.
Absolutely.
A natural part of what mm-hmm. you do.
You know, we wouldn't have a live act without Eddie. I mean, that goes saying first, but also that Eddie's involved in the recording process and you know, putting in all those bits that, you know, are so, you know, necessary for what we're doing.
And Eddie, how do you feel about, you know, being in the studio and you know, laying down that perfect track as opposed to being up there and having the responsibility of playing live? Do you have a preference for the two scenes?
No, I mean, I like all aspects of the process, but I mean, I'm a lot greener in the production, you know, side of it. But it's just always interesting to see how things come into fruition when you listen to just one element. Oh, we're gonna make a song out of this, and mm-hmm. then somehow you just paint this wonderful picture out of all these other things that you introduce. But I mean, for me, I'm most comfortable behind the decks, most definitely. I mean, I've been DJing for over a decade.
Every time I call Eddie, he's at a gig. He's at another gig. He's at another gig. Hey, can I see you this weekend? No, I'm in Vegas for a gig. No, I'm in Fresno. No, I'm in San Diego.
Well, I was in Vegas for a bowling tournament, but coincidentally, I landed a gig while I was there. So, but I was there for bowling.
He's a part of a movement that's an awesome thing that's going on right now in LA called HAWT, H-A-W-T. And it's just, it's moving. It's moving and it's big. And it's, cool. I love it. So check it out because he's part of it. And it's amazing. It's for house heads, which, you know, we all once were and still are.
Well, actually, a lot of this music grew out of house music.
Well, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, thank you for mentioning how I was going to get to it. Basically, when I'm not with Una and in the world of downtempo and trip-hop, I love house music. And the reason why I bought my first pair of turntables was because I fell in love with house music and I wanted to command it and DJ it and make people dance and whatnot. So what HAWT is, it's basically a collective of DJs and producers, and we basically offer a very, very simple empirical formula where we just bring you a very good time for dancing. It's just an all night get down.
Which, yeah, I was there Friday. Derek Carter was in from Chicago for the label release.
We just launched our label. I mean, we've been working this project for the last 2 years, hosting an after hours twice a month for the last 2 years, and we did 37 straight events basically without getting broken up. So we've had talent from Nottingham, from Argentina, from all various parts of the world, San Francisco, you know,
so amazing.
New York, just amazing talent that has basically seen what we're doing in Los Angeles for that aspect of the scene, for the underground house music scene. And it's been snowballing. Mikey and Gelly, who are my cohorts in the crew, along with Mike Magana, who is also the fourth member of our crew, basically. Mikey and Gelly just basically have been working in the studio for the last 2 years, just pumping out music and, you know, getting the music out there. And we just launched our first single off our independent label that we've launched, HAWT Music. And our special guest was Derek Carter, who I tried to explain to people at work what that meant because I was very excited. And I said, just imagine going to the Vatican to listen to the Pope say Mass, because that's pretty much what that was.
The place was packed, and you would not leave dry. Everybody was just drenched in sweat and dancing all night. It was great.
Absolutely.
Speaking of independent labels, how have you guys been releasing your music?
Independently.
Yeah. There's really, the music industry is in such an uproar, or whatever, a downroar maybe is probably side more roar. Like it, that we really didn't bother asking anybody, you know, would you put this out? We kind of knew from the beginning that, you know, we had to put it out there ourselves. And so, you know, this is all a total do-it-yourself, you know, the record that we put out. And by the way, John was kind of asking about the production thing, and if you saw the equipment that this music was recorded on, you'd both be laughing because, you know, we didn't have anything that wasn't really truly an antique from, and not like it was a good thing, but that all I'm saying is that if there's anybody out there that wants to do their own music, you know, they should just find whatever tools they have and try to get the best out of them.
We could come up with a new genre of music. It could call it like vintage electronic or something like that. Because it really was old equipment. But I mean, the way that it was finagled by Richard, it was amazing. And he would not trade it for the world. He just works with what he's got. And it just turned out amazing.
Well, we all worked on it, you know, together.
Let's before we run out of time, because I could just hang out and talk to you guys for like hours. It's so much fun. let's do another song for our listeners.
Live or recording?
Yeah, let's do a live one.
Okay.
What do you guys want to do?
We're gonna do Hate.
All right, let's get this set up. All right, whenever you're ready, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Una.